Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Success for a tech company is ultimately a fairly straightforward equation. Create some unique IP that satisfies some important need, and then find and develop large markets to commercialize the tech breakthrough. That is the formula being pursued by CVR Medical. Throw in a deep management team with decades of industry experience, and investors are presented with a very attractive opportunity. Specifically, CVM has pioneered a highly innovative biotech device to help combat one of humanity's most devastating medical problems, stroke. Globally, stroke is the single leading cause of permanent disability, with an equally devastating economic cost at $71.6 billion a year. Stroke is also a deadly killer. Close to home, stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Clearly, the need for better stroke prevention technology is one of healthcare's most important priorities. CVR's carotid stenotic scan, or CSS for short, is a major improvement from existing diagnostic technology. It is non-invasive, no blood draw is required. It's fast, only requiring roughly 2 minutes. It is also repeatable and cost-effective versus existing diagnostics. CVR Medical has the right IP that addresses an enormous medical need. But what about markets? Last week, the company announced a letter of intent aimed at penetrating the largest healthcare market of them all, China. Stockhouse asked CVM COO and Executive Vice President Tony Robinson to help connect the dots for investors on the economic potential associated with this development. I'm Jonathan Brown. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with Tony Robinson. Thanks for joining me today, Tony.
Thank you for having me, John.
So to help investors understand this remarkable technology, could you briefly explain how the CSS works?
Most definitely. As you said, it's a non-invasive and non-emitting tool the clinician can use to help determine the level of stenosis or blockage within each of the carotid arteries. And how it achieves this is by simply listening to the flow of blood through each of those arteries using three sensors, which we designed in a CRADA with the Army Research Lab in the United States. We then take this data and simply collect it, analyze it with our patented software, and arm the clinician with a result screen that they can use to determine the necessary course of care from that point forward.
So it's complex technology, but ultimately a very user-friendly and patient-friendly device. So in general terms, what is the company's strategy for commercialization of the CSS?
At this point, once we receive FDA market clearance, it's simply to meet a need that our market research has identified. Currently, we see there's no cost-effective way for the primary care clinician to identify the presence of the disease within the carotid arteries. And this void within the system results in a very inefficient process, both missing a large number of people in need and kind of on the flip side of that coin, producing a significant amount of unnecessary and costly testing. We looked at this equation and we strongly feel that the CSS has the potential to help the clinician provide better care, help the system function a bit more efficiently, and, you know, ultimately provide better patient outcomes by arming that clinician with the information necessary to solve the problem early on. From a commercialization standpoint, we just feel that meeting this need, we can potentially enter the market in every primary care, cardiovascular care, and hospital location, and by doing this, provide better care to the patient.
And now, how does the issue of regulatory approval now factor into your marketing and commercialization strategy?
With the United States being the first market that we're looking to launch the CSS into, the FDA plays a major role in this entire process. And both myself and the whole leadership team take the regulatory side of things very seriously. Because in the end, you know, they're the ones that ultimately determine, is the product both safe and effective to be used in the United States? The ultimate lay the framework for how we design the device, how it's labeled, and ensure that we're providing the clinical substantiation for moving forward with the device. So in the near future, we'll present the FDA with this documentation. They'll evaluate it to ensure we're producing a safe and effective product that meets their standards. And at that point, hopefully they'll give us the green light to sell the CSS in the United States. We've always had the belief that a lot of companies are intimidated by the regulatory process, but we decided long ago to just embrace it because it's necessary, and then just surround the CSS with the team of people who both have the experience and know-how to guide us through each step of that process.
You released a major announcement last week on penetrating the largest healthcare market, China. Can you tell me a little bit about this LOI?
You know, due to some regulatory hurdles, I can't go into too much detail with that. But as you said, we announced an LOI for distribution of the CSS into China. We're very excited about the possibility of putting it into a market of nearly 1.5 billion people. And I think what the key takeaway for this is, it's kind of the framework that we hope to use in our global distribution model of partnering with people who have the industry know-how in those areas, because each area is so complex and so different, and not reinventing the wheel. Really try to do it in a seamless process that allows the CSS to kind of make that difference globally.
Right. So not a lot you can say about it, but in just this one market, can you speak a bit to the commercial potential of the CSS?
You know, I think it's a little early to quote figures regarding the market, but what I can say is that, like many countries, cardiovascular disease is on the rise in that market. If my mind serves me right, I believe a couple of years ago it was figured out that about 44% of deaths are cardiovascular disease related in China alone. And this is a trend that we see mirrored in one way or another globally. So this tells us there's a need for change, and we feel that we can help with this change. And by meeting a need of this magnitude, I think the commercial side of the equation really takes care of itself.
Now, looking ahead, what are CVM's next steps as it seeks to bring a better stroke prevention to the world?
First and foremost, we're really focused right now on finalizing our clinical substantiation for the device. This will give us the information necessary to submit to the FDA with the ultimate goal of just receiving market clearance. From that point, we turn our focus to both educating the industry as the potential of the CSS and what it can offer, and then to streamline the process to make it readily available. This starts in the U.S., but as you've seen with that recent news coming out, we're looking well beyond our own borders.
Of all the technology subsectors, biotech provides arguably the most and best long-term investment opportunities as aging populations need and demand better healthcare solutions. CVR Medical is positioned to provide a stroke prevention solution with enormous commercial potential. This is Jonathan Brown. I've been speaking with Tony Robinson. Thanks for spending time with me today, Tony.
No, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us and about our project.
For sure. And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.